Great, let's go ahead and begin a nice Pilates exercise workout to flatten our stomach. So let's begin by resting flat on our mat. Let's bring both knees into our chest. Now your shoes can stay on or off, that's up to you. So we're gonna keep our legs into our chest. We're gonna warm up by circling our legs round and round, just to warm up our back. Breathing in and out as you're on your back, resting onto a yoga mat, or a stretching mat, or a carpet, or a towel, whatever you feel comfortable with. Let's say 10 circles one way, so here's 7, here's 8, and 9, and 10. Great job, let's go the other direction. And this is Irvin Rue with the Mind, Body, and Soul iTunes podcast. I hope you get to check this out and follow along as you listen with your headphones. You can just be sure you're listening to each verbal cue. So circling those legs, we're at 9 and 10 as I will circle the legs and talking. Okay, so now we're going to alternate our legs. Let's take our left leg away from us. Tighten up the stomach. Abs are tight, navel into your spine, right leg stays into your chest. Now your shoulders and your head could be resting, or you could bring them up. Okay, so we have the right leg come in as we exhale, blowing out the mouth. Inhale through the nose, we switch the legs, and we bring the left leg in, right leg away. We exhale, left leg in. Inhale, and exhale again. So here's 3. We'll go to 20, here's 4. Inhale and exhale, we switch, here's 5. And 6, squeeze those stomach muscles, 7, and 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, last one, 20, rest, place both feet down, shoulders and rest onto the ground. Okay, so now we're going to stretch out our hamstrings. This is going to be the one that we do for your legs, and that's going to be straight leg stretches like scissors with your legs, okay, like this. So we're going to bring both knees into our chest. We're going to take our right leg away like before. Place both hands behind your left leg and lift that left leg up. We're going to bring back our left leg as we lower the right. As we exhale, 2 good pulls to bring it back. Inhale in between, we exhale, bring back the right leg as we lower the left. Keep the leg straight, point with your feet. There's 2, inhale, and exhale, we switch. Good, there's 3, and 4. Switch, here's 5. Abs are tight, and 6. And 7. And 8. 9. And 10. Keep it going, we're halfway, 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. Good job. Last one for 20. Let's rest. Place our feet down onto the ground. Breathe it in and out. Okay, so now our next move we're going to do is a double leg lift. This is great for the lower abdominals and the lower back. You're going to have your arms next to you. You can sit on your hands if you'd like. Okay, legs are tied together through your knees and your feet. As we inhale, squeeze in those abdominals. We're going to exhale, blow out the mouth, and lift our knees, feet up, knees in the chest, lift your legs up, and your hips up. And bend at your knees and touch your toes to the ground. Exhale, lift right back up with your legs for 2. Inhale, we lower. And here's 3. Exploding up with those legs and hips. And down, we lift for 4. And down. Here's 5. And down. Great job. Here's 6. Inhale, down. And 7, and 8, bring it down, here's 9, we got 10, here's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 5 more, keep those legs together, heels connected, feet connected, here's 16, 17, 18, 19. Last one, 20. And let's rest. Very good. Feel that in your abdominals?
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, so we're going to lift into a bridge. Lift up with your hips. Hips high. Breathe in and out. When you inhale, feel the belly rise. Exhale, draw your navel in your spine. Inhale. energy into your body. Okay, now let's go ahead and lower our hips down. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and do a second set of alternating legs. So legs are in. Okay, we're going to extend our left leg away from us to keep our right leg in. Second set of our alternating legs. Shoulders and head can stay on the ground. If you'd like that added challenge, lift your shoulders and your head up. Keep that low back pressed to the ground as we inhale. We're going to exhale, bring right leg in. Inhale, we switch. Exhale, left leg in. Right leg away, and we switch. Here's three. And four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Great job, you guys. Breathe in and out. You can feel how that really works your core. So these are very easy exercises. It also helps reduce lower back pain and reduce the chances of the back pain. Okay, so now we're going to go second set of our alternating straight legs. Scissoring those legs. Bringing those in. Left leg extends away from us. Hands placed behind the right leg. Lift that up. Keep it nice and straight. If you like your shoulders and your head up, you can do that. But if it gets tiring with your head, rest your head, okay? So, legs are straight. Exhale, bring back the right. You lower left. We switch. Here's two. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Let's rest. Nice job. Okay, so now, focusing on that breathing the entire time. Now, our next exercise we'll do is a 100 exercise. Now, this can even be done with light dumbbells in our hands. Okay? So we're going to do this with straight arms, but our legs are going to be lifted, and we're going to go 5 pulses up with the arms as your hands start from your hips. You're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the end right at the knees or so. And then we exhale down with the arms and lengthen through the fingertips. Exhale, we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pulses down. So we got 10 rounds. 5 up, 5 down is 1 round. But our legs are going to be up. Now, shoulders and head can be up, but you're looking up and think of a piece of fruit under your chin. Turn to bring your back of your head and your shoulder blades up off the ground. If your head gets tired doing that, rest your head and lift your legs higher. We always want to press that low back into the mat. So let's begin that 100 exercise here. So we're going to lift our legs in the table position for beginners, or lift your legs straight up into the air. Connect your heels, turn your feet out in your knees. So you're at that plie stance, but you could be at the table, that's okay. Okay, so now abs are tight. Let's begin. As we inhale, lift those arms, 5 pulses up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale up. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale up. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And inhale up. 4, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and back up. 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, and down as we end. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and back up. We're halfway here. 6, 2, 4, 5, and down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back up. 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, and down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Good job. Here's 8, 2, 3, 4, 5. Down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And back up. 9, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back up. Last round. 10, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great job. Relaxing with the breath. And if you need to modify through that exercise the rest of your shoulders and your head, that's great. Placing your feet on the ground, that's okay too. Just be sure you're always listening to your body as you do move through these Pilates exercises that will help your muscles and you don't strain your body. Okay, so now we're going to go into a double leg stretch. We're going to bring both knees into our chest, bringing our shoulders and our head up. So as we inhale, we're going to exhale, take our legs out away from us in front. Heels are connected, arms reach back overhead. So we're at about a 45 degree angle with the arms and our legs. And now we bring it in as we inhale. Exhale, extend out, flatten the stomach, navel to the spine. Inhale, bring it in. Exhale, back out for three. Inhale, bring it in. Exhale, back out for four. Inhale, bring it in. And here's five. Good job, bringing it in. Back out for six. And bring it in. Here's seven. Right back in. We'll go one more for eight. And we bring it in and rest our shoulders and our head. Place our feet down. Let's move our head to the right side, stretch out our neck, and bring our head back up to center, move it to the left side. So bring your head back to center and then go to the right, stretching out those muscles in our neck, and head back up to center and then go to the left. And bring it back up. Okay, so now let's go ahead and work on our abs a little more by working into a bicycle. So keeping your arms up, so you can sit on your hands if you'd like. You're going to lift your legs up to a table position. And we're going to pedal forward as if we're going on a bike ride. Going big circles forward with those legs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Circling those legs. Eight, nine, ten. Keeping good form, let's go backwards. We got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well done. Place your feet onto the ground. Breathe in and out. Okay, so our next one's going to be where we bring our hands behind our head. Okay, we're going to do 20 repetitions of opposite elbow to knee. Now, you could keep your feet on the ground if you tend to get tired of having your legs up. So keep that in mind if you need to modify. Let's begin. You can lift your legs up to either table position or lift your legs out straight. As we inhale, we're going to exhale, bring our shoulders and our head up and connect left elbow towards your right knee. As we come in close and pause up at the top and inhale, we come back. Exhale, we come up right elbow to the left knee and inhale, we come back. Good. Exhale, we come up and go to the right side, left elbow to the right knee. Inhale, we come back. Exhale, come up and turn to the left side, right elbow to the left knee. Here's four. Good, and here's five. Good, and back. Here's six. And back. Here's seven. And bring it back. Here's eight. Right elbow to left knee. And bring it back. Here's eight. And back. Good, here's nine. And back. Here's ten. Bring it back. Good, here's 11. Pausing up at the top. Here's 12. We bring that back, good control, 13, and 14, 15, and 16, 17, and you bring it down, your shoulders and your head can be on the ground, elbows out wide, here's 18, 19, and 20, very good, take a rest. So set of those ones done. Okay, so we'll go one more set of double leg lift. Keep our arms next to us. Okay, as we inhale, we're going to exhale, lift our legs up in hips. If you'd like to come down straight legs, you could. Exhale, lift up for two. And here's three. Exhale, lift for four. Shoulders and head up. Here's five. There you go. This final flexion. And lift for six. Don't lower the legs too far down. Right there's where you stop. Here's seven, right there. Here's eight, you move it. 45 degree angle with leg. Here's nine, 10, doing great. Here's 11, exhale up. Here's 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, you're almost there, 18, 19, legs are together. 20, we rest. Good job. Breathe in and out. Okay, we're going to pedal forward with our legs in bicycle. Legs are up. Big circles going forward for 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's go backwards with our legs. And we got 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, 6, 7, and 8, and 9. Keep good form, and 10. Rest. Good job. Your abs are probably starting to feel it now.
Love you.
Nice job. Way to go. Way to keep those abs working, getting that, burn a lot of fat and building strength in your core muscles right there. Okay, now we're going to go opposite elbow to knee, modify if you need it, okay? Get on the ground. So we inhale, hands are behind our head, elbows are on the ground. We exhale, come up with our left elbow coming up into the right knee, turn the torso. Inhale, we go back. Exhale, we come up a little right, a little left, and for 2, we inhale back. Exhale, we lift and turn, there's 3, and back. Exhale, we lift and turn, there's 4, and back. And here's 5, and back. Here's 6, and back. Here's 7, and back. Doing great. And 8, and back. Here's 9, and back. And 10, and back. Like the modifiers, 11, and back. And 12, and back, and 13, back, 14, and bring it back. There's 15, and 16, good job, nice pause up at the top. Here's 17, and back. Here's 18, 19, last one for 20, and we rest, placing our feet onto the ground. Good, let's stretch out our abdominals by lifting into a bridge. Hips are up high. Breathe in and out. Okay, we're going to roll to the side and push our body up. Okay, so now we're going to move into a plank position. So what we're going to do is we're going to place our forearms onto the ground. We're gonna hold for 30 seconds, okay? So make sure your feet are on the mat, your forearms are on the mat, and we're gonna straighten out our legs and hold it for 30 seconds as we breathe. So your shoulders are above your elbows, your hips are in line with your heels to shoulders, and you're breathing in and out. Now draw the navel to your spine. Keep the core muscles contracted, relaxing with each breath. Bringing that mind-to-muscle connection. We've got 10 seconds left. Doing great. Nice job. We're at 3, 2, and 1. Rest the knees, lower the hips. Good. So that you can do for at least like 3 sets. Okay? 3 sets. That's just a standard plank. Okay? We'll do 1 more. We'll do 1 more, and then we'll go into a side plank. Okay? So curl the toes under. And let's begin to lift for 30 seconds and hold and breathe. Great. Nice job. Excellent. Keeping that mind-to-muscle connection. Keeping good form. Excellent. Nice job. And we got 3 seconds left. 2 and 1. Lower the knees, lower the hips. Okay, so now I'm going to show you one that's work good for the side of your torso, your oblique. So as you face my direction, you're going to have your elbow underneath your shoulder, stacking. Let's say your top leg is in front, your bottom leg is back. And when we lift, we're going to have our hips in line with our crown of our head to our heels. Okay, so 30 second hold. Let's lift. Keep your hips stacked in your shoulders. Breathe in and out. So you feel when you poke down here in the lower side, you feel how those muscles are contracted. So right here, you can do this little workout right here at least 3 times a week. 3 times a week, incorporate the cardio machine and lift some weights too. And you'll be able to melt that fat off, burn the fat, and get a flat stomach. Get a nice, strong core. Okay, and we got 3, 2, 1. Let's lower. Let's do the other side.
Turn your leg towards the other side.
Remember, top foot in front. Bottom leg back as we inhale. Let's begin to lift. Relax as you breathe, and as you get better, you could even stack your feet. Make sure you just stay there. That's fine for now. Breathe in and out. Okay, we're halfway. Keep your head up so it's in line with your spine so you don't strain your neck. Good. Okay, we're almost there. 5 seconds left. 2 and 1. We lower the hips and rest. Good job. Now we're going to stretch the front of the body. So now we're going to rest on our belly. So we're going to keep our forearms below our shoulders, our elbows below shoulders, and just lift into a modified cobra as you lift your chest. So you feel how it stretches your abdominals, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's good for that stretch. Now if you feel, if this doesn't hurt your back, you can go with your arms straight. So you place your hands underneath your shoulders. And then you lift your chest up higher, keep your shoulders down, you look up, but keep your hips down. And keep pointing your feet back. Breathe in and out. Okay, now we're going to inhale, lift our hips, and have them wider than their hips, wide as your mat, and push your hips back to your heels and reach your arms out in front and rest your head onto the mat, or you can fold your arms and let your head rest to your hands. Relaxing with each breath. Feel those muscles. Relax and let go. You feel how a nice stretch for your low back. Okay, so now we're going to have our arms out in front, and we're going to push our body up to a table position. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and move into a cat pose. As we exhale, tuck the hips under, chin to the chest. Inhale, let's reverse it. Tilt your hips up, and you're looking up. So you're dropping your abdominals into the ground. Exhale, go back into cat. Inhale, let's reverse that cat. So it's a good stretch for your back and stretches out those abdominals. One more time into cat. As we exhale, chin to the chest. Keep long, straight arms, stretching out the upper back. Inhale, let's reverse it. Tilt the hips up into the air. Bring abdominals down. Now curl the toes under and lift your knees and your hips up into downward facing dog as you push back against your hands and drive your heels into the ground. Good. Now move your legs a little bit. Lift a heel, lower a heel. Excellent. Okay, so now we're going to slow the movement down with our legs, walking our hands back to our feet. Keep your knees bent, folding over those legs into a standing forward bend. Keep pressing those thighs back as you lift your hips, your shoulders, and your head. You're trying to reach down to your feet. Feel that stretch in the back of those legs as you keep that forward fold. Okay, now as we release our hands, we're going to inhale and walk the hands up the legs as we stack through our spine. Shoulders are back and down. Our head to be up last. Soft windmills, let's go right into the left. Swing in the torso. Very good. And slowing it down. And thank you all for listening to my podcast. This is Irvin Rue of Mind, Body, and Soul. I hope that was a great workout for you. Please leave a comment and a review in your iTunes account for the podcast. And I look forward to helping you some more. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon. And check out the videos I have also at irvinrue.com. That's irvinrue.com. And you can also check out my live Google Hangouts for some video as well. Have a great day, everybody. Get fit and get moving.